In local news, disorganisation from the new government has seen the Waikato District Council staff recommend to council to give up on this year's long-term plan, their three-yearly review of how they spend their rates. What Council Chief Executive Gavin Iron has politely called significant policy changes driven by central government, coupled with a lack of clarity around funding and affordability, is actually a result of new government that promised to get rid of Labor's Three Waters plan but then forgot to come up with a plan B. Local Government Minister Simeon Brown has given councils the option of skipping some of their consultation process, but it looks like our council would rather give central government time to come up with a new plan so they can do the process properly next year. Government's water infrastructure policy and affordability implications locally need to be resolved, said the CEO, emphasising that none of the council's work to date on the LTP goes to waste. They will simply pause the work for now. In local sport, Raglan had a couple of wins at the last of the Billabong Grom surfing event in Pihau on the weekend. Kaupo Mateja achieved his first victory in the under-14 boys competition on Saturday, while Alani Morse only managed a second place in the under-16 girls final. She did, however, do enough to secure the under-16 girls series title for 2024. And another young local surfer also got a podium finish, with Indica Corcoran third in the under-16 boys, his best result of the season. And in other local junior sport, despite the brilliant weather outside, it's time to think about winter sport, with the Raglan Football Club announcing that they've opened registrations for the winter season. Parents have until March the 23rd to get along to raglanfootball.nz to get the kids signed up. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 28th of February, 2024.